Well, like it or not, Courtney, Kevin, the spotlight is on you two.
We accept.
All right. Ready, set, go.
Taken the light off us, and it's clearly on you two.
That's fine. Great.
As it should be. Habitat for Humanity, East Central Ohio. And again, Courtney Brown, Director of Family Partnership, and Kevin Miller, Director of Marketing and Communications. Welcome, guys. We've had you here before.
Yeah, and it was
good to see you again.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we always have fun. Well, we love hearing about your organization.
Right.
It's one of those uniquely special organizations that you may hear a little bit about. We all know the Jimmy Carter story, and I think that's what put you on the map. But it's a great organization, so we love to hear more of some of the things you're doing.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, it's been great. What we find is Habitat for Humanity is one of the most recognized brands, nonprofits across the world, but often people don't quite know exactly what Habitat does. They get that there are houses involved and volunteers, but not sure how it all comes together. And especially with the ReStore, people definitely don't know a lot about that.
Yeah. So. Now, let's start at the beginning. Let's start with Habitat for Humanity.
Sure.
And explain what you guys are about, what your mission is.
Yeah. So Habitat for Humanity, we're just seeking to put God's love in action by bringing people together to bring communities, homes, and hope. And we've done it in this community for over 25 years. And how that works is there are families who have needs in our housing needs in our area. And they come to us with this substandard housing need. And also they have the ability to pay. Because one of the biggest things that we always say is we do not give houses away. We sell them at an affordable rate for families with 0% interest on a mortgage. And that's the huge God.
Now, why is that important to you that they do that? Buying in? Why?
Yeah. So we don't want to take the dignity out of hard work. You know, we don't want to rob people of that feeling that I actually accomplished this. I worked hard for this. But we also want to take the shame out of needing a little bit of help. We all need help in different ways. And what we're finding is the families that we work with, they're working hard. They're working hard every day. And they're going home to these houses for their children. And they're substandard. And they're falling apart. And for whatever reason, they won't ever be able to own a home on a conventional level. So what we do is we partner with them. We say, we know you have this desire and we know you have the ability to work for it. But what we will do is give you a hand up and not a handout. That's what we say at Habitat.
Got it.
And that's a buy-in for people who are giving to Habitat and volunteering. People like to see that I'm helping someone help themselves so that they can accomplish this feeling. And when they open that door for the first time, they say, we did this for our family with a little bit of help.
Yeah, how many times do you see that real hardworking families, but they just can't seem to get ahead?
Yeah. And you mentioned Jimmy Carter, and he's been a tremendous volunteer for Habitat for Humanity forever, a big advocate for Habitat for Humanity. I came across a quote this past week from him, and I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit, but he said, Habitat for Humanity is not some rich person up here helping some poor person down here. It's not someone way up high helping someone way down low. It's a partnership. It's someone reaching out their hand and saying, let's do this together. And I think that that's the most beautiful part of Habitat, is that partnership aspect of how families work with volunteers, with financial donors and sponsors, and together this beautiful thing is created that offers families safety, stability, and self-reliance for their entire future and their children's future as well.
All right, now Habitat, 25 years in this area. I bet you've built a lot of homes.
Yes, we are getting very close to 500 homes here, which is amazing. If you think about, and it's not even just the people who purchase the homes, but you think about the extended family that gets have Thanksgiving in this home, or the children who grew up in these homes and, you know, go away to their proms from the front porch of a house that they got a chance to grow up in. It's a huge impact. And yes, it's a numbers thing with 500, but you think about all the people that were impacted because of that, or the organizations who gave for the first time and drive past the house that they helped build and say, well, look what we did for our community. And that's been huge. Sponsors who come back year after year, churches who the dynamics of their churches have changed over years, and yet they still have buy-in to this organizations. So 500 houses, over 5,000 volunteers come yearly, and just all the people that impact. It's amazing.
Right. Talk about the process a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, how somebody comes to you and what happens from there.
Yeah, so a family will come to us, of course, just seeking information. Like I said, a lot of people have an idea. And when you've been in the community for over 25 years, the proof is in the pudding. You see the houses everywhere. Mm-hmm. So people just are looking for information. They come, they fill out an application. We check their credit and debt a little bit, and not credit score, which is what makes it a little different. We just look at their debt to income ratio to see how much they're making, because of course they have to purchase these homes. But they're on the low to moderate income, 30 to 80% of the area median income. And we check to see their debt and see if it's controlled. After that, we go and do a home visit. So we go and see that need and look at somehow, you know, they're living in those substandard conditions. And then lastly, which is the huge part, is they have to have this willingness to partner with us. Not only are they working every day at their own jobs, but they come to Habitat and commit just at a minimum 250 sweat equity hours. So they build homes with other partner families. They build on their own homes. They take education classes. They work at our resource. So they're just a huge partner in this. So, and that's where the buy-in comes in. Not only are they purchasing, but they're bought into this ministry as a whole, and they're able to see it on all aspects, whether they're working with sponsors or volunteers or working to clean items to get ready to go out on our restore floor.
Now, how rewarding is it for them to go into their home and maybe they've never done any carpentry work mm-hmm. or anything like that? Do they get a thrill out of working those 200? I would imagine most of them work more than that.
Oh, definitely. They definitely go over. It's about 12 to 18 months that families are in our program, and they're often very nervous. And one of the things I ask them at orientation is, you know, what are you looking forward to? What are you nervous about? And drywall comes up and all kinds of things. It's not purchasing my own home. It's like a hammer. I don't know. So we do teach classes with them on the front end to help them understand, you know, this is a hammer, this is a nail. We don't want to take any of that for granted. But at the end, they've built a house. And I said, you built a house. And I tell their kids, you realize your mom built a house and your dad, and what? And so it's really interesting, but they do it all. And it's the self-confidence that comes with that is unbelievable, to say that I put these walls up in my own house and I put this floor in and I painted these walls. It's really rewarding.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Well, why don't we take our break, because I understand you have a project that you want to talk about.
Yes.
That you're really excited about. So we're going to do that right now.
We'll have to wait for JD to come back in the room, silly man.
Oh, silly me. I'm so used to being able to press the button. And JD's
I'm like, what are you thinking? Oh, my goodness. 13 minutes after 9.
However you start your day, you should always include some news, weather, and traffic. Mornings beginning at 5:30 on WHBC.
Gardening, yard work, and home improvement all begin at Habitat for Humanity Restore. Save 50 to 90% on the items you need for summer fun at home, including patio furniture, outdoor lighting, tools, and more. Every purchase and donation you make at Restore helps local families build and purchase decent, affordable homes. Find Restore on Cleveland Avenue Northwest and on Raff Road Southwest in Canton. And visit Restore on Facebook for daily inventory updates. Habitat for Humanity Restore. Donate, shop, change a life.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive. Because ever since, she always put family first, no matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement, some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears, then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dominic Yanzavino with the Mutual Fund Store in the Cleveland, Akron area. Call me at 440-934-9933 or visit MutualFundStore.com. And let's talk about your financial goals today.
Do you need a website? Of course you do. You're starting a business. It all starts with a stunning website. So why not do it yourself with Wix.com? No matter what business you're in, Wix.com has something for you. It's used by more than 84 million people worldwide. And the reason why is because Wix.com makes it easy to get your website live today. With hundreds of designer-made customizable templates to choose from, the drag-and-drop editor, there's no coding needed. No coding. You don't need to know about coding. You don't need to be a programmer. You don't need to be a designer to create something beautiful. Do it yourself with Wix.com, which empowers business owners to create their own professional websites every single day. So when you're running your own business and you're bound to be busy, too busy worrying about your budget, too busy scheduling appointments, too busy to build a website for your business, just go to Wix.com because you're too busy. It's got to be easy, and it is for you. Wix.com. It's easy. It's free. Go to Wix.com today to create your own website today. That's Wix.com. The result is stunning.
START is driven to meet Stark County's transportation needs.
That's why we've created programs for our friends and neighbors who are eligible for Medicaid.
From Medline's free rides to work, adult day programs, and vocational training for people with disabilities,
to our partnerships with agencies that enable people to access the health care they need,
to passport services for seniors,
START's transportation solutions improve the quality of life in our community.
To learn more about our Medicaid programs, call 330-47-SARTA or visit SARTAonline.com.
SARTA, where can we take you today?
Have everyone's attention, please.
Now, back to Canton's Morning News.
For real?
On News Talk 1480 WHBC.
Spotlight on Habitat for Humanity of East Central Ohio this morning.
And we welcome in again Courtney Brown, Director of Family Partnership, and Kevin Miller, Director of Marketing and Communications for Habitat for Humanity East Central Ohio. And talking about a lot of different things in that process, one thing I did want to ask you was about this interfaith build that you have going on. Talk a little bit about that.
The Interfaith Build is a Habitat International concept. Here locally, we've done it a couple of times, but really, God has a way of just bringing things together at the perfect time. And so right now, we're in process of building a home with three different communities, the Muslim community, the Jewish community, and the Christian community. And it's been great. Not only are they giving full sponsorship as these organizations, but they're also doing all the volunteer labor together, not just having a day for the Muslim community and a day for the Jewish communities or Christian communities. They're intermingling all days. And it's just so special that we have this common ground ministry. Of course, Habitat for Humanity is a Christian nonprofit ministry, but what we call ourselves is a common ground ministry, that if you want to do good, if you care about the people in your community, if you believe in charity and love, then you have a place at Habitat. And that's what we're finding with these organizations, is we have so much in common. We just want to upbuild our community and uplift the common person. And it's been fantastic.
All right, so there's a family that is going to get this home?
Yes, she's actually working alongside them. So, you know, I even think about the exposure for her to be able to intermingle with all of these organizations. And they're all building a house with her together that she will purchase. I think it's great. We had a ceremonial dig where we kind of just did like a ceremony to start the build off. And her children were able to meet all of the representatives from these organizations. And that exposure just goes a long way. Just having understanding about what other people believe, and then realizing that we're all just people trying to do good work for each other and upbuild our community.
And it's just such an important message, I think, for the world right now. I mean, in all this confusion and state that we're in worldwide, it's just nice to see people setting aside any differences they might have to come together, because people are worth it, because a family is worth it, because when they get that decent, affordable home, then on the other side of that, they're going to have more money, more resource to spend on good food, on health care, on education for their kids. And I think when we can just come together like a group of people believing in other people, that's one of the most beautiful messages we can really put out there right now. And so I'm loving this particular build at Habitat.
Yeah. And not to mention the volunteerism part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you know, giving back to the community no matter what faith you are, is just important all the way
and
around.
It is common. And in some of our early meetings with these organizations, we went around the table and said, what from your faith coincides with the mission of Habitat? And it's interesting. We all
Wow, what a great question that is.
Right. And there were references from the Quran and, of course, the Torah and, you know, the Bible. But everybody came to the conclusion that you give back and you help, and there's charity. And if I can work, then let me give what I can to help my community.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So when did it start and when does it finish?
Yeah, so we started at the beginning of the month. Mm-hmm. And
it's brand new.
It's very new. Actually, the really cool thing is they will be building walls this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we're tearing down the walls.
Right, hey, we're tearing down and building
I see what
up
you did
walls.
There. Well done.
But for this particular house, we are putting walls up. And what we like to do, we have a devotion time at each site around 10 o'clock where we just pause and reflect on what it is that we're doing. People get to work early. We come at 8:30. We get some things done. But then we stop and we say, this is a little bit about Habitat, a little bit about this family, and about all the volunteers, because we give people from all walks of life and who come and just to learn a little bit more about mm-hmm. your neighbors. And so it will be very special this week as they will build the walls and get to write very nice notes on the studs of those walls so that when it's covered up, this family can realize, you know, these people really cared about.
And that's when it really starts looking like a house too. That's one of the most wonderful moments when you see those walls go up, and it's a beautiful moment.
All right, so you've talked about various organizations coming together and helping. How does somebody get involved with Habitat for Humanity? I think
great question. Yeah, we do. We want volunteers. Like Courtney said, we've got over 5,000 that come through Habitat a year, but there's always more to do. There's work at Restore. There's work on work sites. There's all kinds of volunteer opportunities. So if someone's interested in that, they can give us a call at 330-915-5888. At the same time, if someone's interested in becoming a financial sponsor or a donor of any amount, they can call that same number, 330-915-5888, and we can certainly get them the information thereafter. We need all of that, finances, volunteers, all of it.
Yeah, we were talking about the volunteers, but you're right. There's a lot of money involved that needs to be brought in. Right.
Yeah. So it costs about $75,000 to build a Habitat house. We ask for about $50,000 in sponsorship. What makes up the difference between that $50,000 and that $75,000 are two things. Homeowner house payments. So Courtney mentioned these houses aren't free. They're purchased with a zero interest mortgage. As families are making their payments, those dollars are cycling back into the Habitat for Humanity program to build more houses, to renovate additional houses, to do the projects that Habitat for Humanity does. The second way that we make up that difference is through Restore profits. So as Restore proceeds come in through donated items that are then purchased, all of that money also cycles back in to make that difference up between the sponsorship level and the cost of the house. It's pretty beautiful.
Yeah, actually. It is. So do they pay their mortgage payment to Habitat then?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. And all that cycles right back in and just keeps the whole process going of building, renovation, critical home repair, all of it.
And it really shows how families can not only buy into the ministry by doing well in their lives after the fact, but as they pay their mortgages, they're going into making sure that this ministry continues. Because, you know, many of them would say, I just want to tell everybody about this. I want people to be able to do what I do. And we say, the way you do that, pay your mortgage, and, you know, we're able to continue on with this mission.
Yeah.
Wow. That's,
it's a great process.
It is a great process.
It's this big cycle that you can just watch happen over and over and over again.
And it just continues to grow.
Yeah, and families are impacted and communities are impacted. Courtney mentioned our mission statement, homes, communities, and hope. This isn't just about a house. Mm-hmm. This is about a community, about strengthening entire communities, neighborhoods, and about offering everybody, whether they're partnered with Habitat or not, the hope that their community is going to be brighter and stronger in the future.
All right. Now, if they want more information about Habitat, this is the easiest thing to go. We were just looking at your website. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
So tell us about what they'll find on there.
Yeah. On our Habitat website, you'll find information about how Habitat works. We kind of walk everybody through the process of what the Habitat process looks like. You can also find information about volunteering, about donating, about partnering with us on a sponsorship level. If you visit our Restore website, you'll find out things like what we can accept as donations of new and gently used home goods and building supplies. Items we can't accept, unfortunately, which they're very few and far between. You'll also find out what you can buy there, how you can volunteer at Restore, and you can find out where the two locations are in Canton. So the Habitat website is habitateco.org. ECO is for East Central Ohio. And the Restore website is restoreeco.org.
Very simple. And yeah, I'm looking at the, and we'll get into this more coming up in the next half hour. We'll talk more about the Restore.
Great.
I don't know if you guys were here before or after my punch bowl ice bucket extravaganza.
That sounds interesting.
Because at the holidays, my mom and I were looking for both of those items,
right.
And they're so expensive and they're ugly and they're not like they used to make them. And so I threw her in the car. I didn't really throw her in the car, but we jumped into the car and we drove down to the Raff Road store and walked in there and found a beautiful, beautiful antique punch bowl.
Wow.
And same thing with the ice bucket. I think the ice bucket was like $8 and
that's
the punch
incredible.
Bowl was like $12.
I love the
victory
story.
Yeah,
that's phenomenal.
It was a great victory story.
Yeah.
I mean, we were so excited walking out of there, you know?
Yeah.
And then we told the story to everybody at Christmas dinner. Here it is, guys.
See, that's
is
the
how
passion
we got
of
it.
Yeah. Shopping at Restore.
You never know what you're going to
find. For sure.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Great.
It was awesome. And now I got to bring my son there because he's going to move and get his own apartment.
Perfect.
Needs to stock up on stuff. But again, we will tell you more about all of that because the Restore is important.
It is.
In funding and money,
yep.
But also in recycling things,
yeah.
The environment, and a lot of different things.
I can tell you about all of it.
Good. Very good. Again, we have Spotlight on Stark County, and it is Habitat for Humanity, East Central Ohio. Courtney Brown and Kevin Miller joining us this morning. We've got news and weather coming up for you, and we'll be back after that.
The year of your vote.
If I'm elected president,
the most important election
I can be, the president
is also the year of your voice.
Yes, hi.
Your voice.
To make a decision, you have a choice to make.
I'm sick of this nonsense.
To go in that voting booth.
Before you hit the booth, hit the button.
I've been listening to you and I've been thinking.
The information you need and the conversation you need to hear.
Informed more than anybody else.
We are your election headquarters. News Talk 1480 WHB. BC.
Hello, this is Nick Langenfeld, CEO of Friends and Family Credit Union. Once again, we are privileged to support the Wishes Can Happen Radiothon on August 11th and 12th. We encourage you to stop by to make a donation at any of our Massillon locations on Route 21 South, just south of Menards, downtown on Federal Avenue, or the Whale Square Shopping Center. Help us grant a wish for local children with life-threatening illnesses. On behalf of our staff, membership, and management, thank you for being a wish granter.
The News Talk 1480 WHBC AltCare Wishathon, benefiting Wishes Can Happen, begins Thursday. Grant wishes for area children with life-threatening illnesses. Join News Talk 1480 WHBC, broadcasting 36 hours live from Springbrook Plaza, Whipple Avenue, beginning 6 a.m. Thursday. Start collecting change now. Get Wishathon details on WHBC.com. Wishes Can Happen with your help. Presented by AltCare and News Talk 1480 WHBC.
We offer so much more, the kind of place you're looking for, DeVille Apartments, the place to be.
If location matters for your next apartment, it's time for you to consider the DeVille communities here in Stark County. Woodlawn Village with a private setting in Jackson Township, a pool, clubhouse, and fitness center, and has available units just in time for back to school. Looking for townhouse living? DeVille Grandeur off Hills and Dales has 1 and 2 bedroom apartment units with plenty of amenities. A Repository Reader's Choice Award winner, DeVille Apartments have the best apartments in the best locations throughout Stark County. Check them out online at DevilleAPTS.com.
DeVille Apartments. DeVille is the place to be. DeVille Apartments.
Gardening, yard work.
woodwork, and home improvement all begin at Habitat for Humanity Restore. Save 50 to 90% on the items you need for summer fun at home, including patio furniture, outdoor lighting, tools, and more. Every purchase and donation you make at Restore helps local families build and purchase decent, affordable homes. Find Restore on Cleveland Avenue Northwest and on Raff Road Southwest in Canton. And visit Restore on Facebook for daily inventory updates. Habitat for Humanity Restore. Donate, shop, change a life.
This is WHBC AM Canton, News Talk 1480 WHBC.
And checking your news headlines on this Wednesday morning, Canton City Council has given its approval for the renovation of the John Barker Spring House in Stadium Park. The building surrounding the spring on Monument Road is in bad need of repairs.
We're hoping that we can get it done for around $90,000 and then hopefully have it opened up before the holidays.
Most of that money will come from park levy funds and other sources. That's according to Park and Recreation's Director Derek Gordon. The spring house is already closed because of a nearby sewer project. The Hillary Clinton campaign blasting Donald Trump for comments Tuesday that if Clinton becomes president, the nation's gun owners could take matters into their own hands. Many Democratic staffers taking that as a threat, but Trump says he was only saying a Clinton presidency would dishonor the Second Amendment.
Hillary Clinton wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment, and if she puts Supreme Court justices on, she will decimate your Second Amendment.
Trump telling Fox News Tuesday that if elected, he would nominate justices whose views resemble those of conservatives like Antonin Scalia. More news for you coming up at the top of the hour. Breaking news at once. Live from the WHBC newsroom, I'm Pam Cook.
Hall of Fame City weather.
Here's your AccuWeather.com forecast. A few showers and a thunderstorm for today with a mixture of clouds and sunshine. It'll be warm and humid with a high this afternoon near 85. Rather cloudy tonight, still a shower storm around. Muggy, a low of 73 degrees. So get into tomorrow, clouds and sunshine again with a shower thunderstorm. Warm and humid, high 88 degrees. Still humid, but even warmer on Friday, a high near 90 degrees with a shower or thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Courtney Spamer for News Talk 1480 WHBC.
Hey, Stark County, Andy Logan, owner of Logan Sports in North Canton, inviting you to take advantage of all of our great back-to-school deals. All of our shoes from Nike, Under Armour, and ASICS are all 20 to 50% off. Logan's also has school gym bags, Under Armour backpacks, and apparel for the kids. We also are well-stocked in school spirit wear, including shirts, shorts, and hoodies. And, of course, we have the Cavs championship apparel and collectibles, and Logan's always has the best Ohio State selection in Northeast Ohio. So if it's back to school, it's back to Logan Sports.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Rhoda here. Join us on Monday, August 15th for Mercy Service League's Celebrity Bartender Fundraising Party at 91 Wood-Fired Oven on Fulton Drive in Jackson Township. Support Mercy physicians and leaders who will work the bar from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Bartender gratuities and a portion of food, beverage, and gift card sales will benefit the Mercy Facility Transformation Project. This year's celebrity bartender list includes Dr. Gerardo Cisneros, Dr. Ryman Dowd, Dr. William Duggan, Cullen Hardman, Dr. Stephen Hirsch, Todd Locke, Dr. Ada Safar, and Dr. Michael Termonia. I'll be broadcasting my show live, and you'll have an opportunity to purchase tickets for Mercy Service League's $10,000 cash raffle and so much more. Remember, Monday, August 15th, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at 91 Wood-Fired Oven on Fulton Drive in Jackson Township. Admission is free. For more information, call 330-430-2750. We'll see you there.
Hi. Sorry, I'm having a little work done in the yard.
That's fine. I'm from Ehrlich. We offer a world of pest protection.
What does that mean?
Well, it means we keep an eye on yellow jackets, so you can keep an eye on that rose bush.
Hey, not my wife!
We deal with wasps, so you can deal with that guy in your tree.
Excuse me? Wrong brand.
And we offer a mosquito protection plan to keep your family safe from Zika virus, so you can offer that pool boy a hand. You have enough to worry about. Leave the bugs to us.
Visit jcerlich.com to join the world of pest and mosquito protection today. Ehrlich, your local pest control experts.
Hold still. This isn't going to hurt.
Now, back to Canton's Morning News on News Talk 1480 WHBC.
Yeah, Yes, the spotlight is on Habitat for Humanity of East Central Ohio this morning.
Director of Family Partnership is Courtney Brown, and also Director of Marketing and Communications, Kevin Miller, in studio with us this morning, and spent the first half hour basically talking about Habitat and its history and its rich mission and all of the wonderful things that you do. But then there's this store you have.
Then there's this restore.
Yes, this restore.
Two restores in Canton here, yeah. And both of them have completely unique inventories of new and gently used home goods and building supplies, things like furniture, appliances, home decor, all that kind of stuff. And so this is a thrift store that's open to the public. The public donates items. We then clean them up, resell them, sometimes upcycle them, you know, make them into nicer items than came in. And we'll resell those items. And those proceeds then funnel straight back into the home building ministry of Habitat for Humanity. So, you know, if you take all these proceeds and push them right back to Habitat, more families get decent, affordable housing. We can do more renovations. We can do more projects in the community, like critical home repair, Brush with Kindness, which is minor home repair, that kind of stuff. And that's the mission of Restore. That's why it exists.
All right, I'm a part of Team Raff Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
That's my store.
I love it.
So tell us, what's the difference between the two stores? I mean, they both have just unique items.
They do. They both have unique items. So when we're working off of donated items from the public, there's no telling what's coming in. And I have to kind of stop and say that the community around us, around the two Restore locations, is incredibly generous. And they're donating really amazing items. Right now is a good time to find outdoor patio sets, that kind of stuff. I mean, people are donating stuff that's really gently used so that they can get new. Mm-hmm. And so we have all those items. They're priced at like 50 to 90% off what you're going to find at a big name retailer, brand new. It's totally worth a trip to both stores to find both inventories. That's the difference. The inventory is the difference.
All right. We need to have a, you know, one of those tours. The tours of the stores. You know,
just tours of the Restore with Pam and Gary.
You well, you also have new items in the store sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes we do get brand new items donated, and they come from wherever, various sources. But we have a group of volunteers. We call them the Habitat Crew. They serve in our Habitat workshop on a weekly basis, and they'll put these brand new items together coming right out of the box. And you know, they'll get them on the showroom floor. These guys also, I just have to say, they also make items from scratch, things like cutting boards, coat hangers, shelves, bookcases, you name it. So these guys take, and girls, it's both, will take these items of reclaimed wood from, you know, properties that have been demolished or remodeled or whatever. That's what we call deconstruction, by the way. So we'll take all those items. They'll refashion these pieces of wood and these materials into brand new items that end up in what we call the Habitat Crew corner of Restore. So you can find handmade goods that are recycled straight back into the Restore.
All right. I notice you also have like paints sometimes.
Yeah, this is a big paints. Deal. Yeah.
Tell me about that.
So we actually have a program now where we can take unused paint. So instead of leaving it in your garage to harden forever or doing the bad thing and pouring it out somewhere and damaging your environment.
Why does he look at me? He knew.
I'm not saying anything.
You just look like a paint thrower is what I'm saying. So if you bring us your unused paint, we then send that away to a company that can recycle it, reformulate it. We get it back as brand new paint that's been repasteurized in 8 different colors, and it's $14 a can. And Restore also sells brand new paint supplies as well, so brushes, rollers, trays, you got it. So
yeah,
if you got painting,
go there, there's always something that I could use around the house. But okay, we can
try working there and walking through it every day and seeing all the awesome stuff. I mean, it's a surprise I have any money left.
Yeah, right.
You also have household items, kitchen utensils, and things. Yes. I was amazed at that area.
Yeah, we've got glassware. We've even got books, records.
Knickknacks.
Yes,
we love to say,
exactly.
Yes.
Doors, windows. I could go on and on and on. And all of these items are donated from the public. Mm-hmm. And we can even accept donations of cars. I don't know if people know that.
No, probably
not. If they're
not
in good condition, you know, we can resell them. If they're not in good condition, we can sell that scrap metal. And those proceeds, again, funnel straight back into Habitat's home building ministry. So, you know, we can certainly do that. We even have a donation pickup hotline number. So we can do free donation pickup for larger donations. And that's a big deal, too. We have actually got a couple of trucks that go out and will go into people's homes, grab the items, give them a tax receipt for their donation, and then make their way to Restore.
And what do you, what items can't you take?
We don't take electronics, and we don't take baby items. But our website has a complete complete list of what we can and can't accept. And again, like I said earlier, the list of what we can't accept is small, but it does exist for various reasons. So that website is restoreeco.org/donate. We'll get you straight to the information about what we can take.
You know, when I was looking for a dresser, sometimes it's so hard to find something, and I went there every day for X number of days, and all that, you know, you can watch
and it changes,
how everything
every
changes
single day.
But I finally, because I was tired of putting, as I moved in, when my kids moved in, I was left without a dresser for me. So the foot of my bed became where all my clothes were stacked. And I thought, you know what? So I finally found one that fit just perfect in there. and it was just great.
Yeah, so, you got to watch the inventory. We have
it
a saying.
Every day.
It does. We have a saying at Restore, you miss a day, you miss a deal. Because honestly, the inventory changes that quickly. Items come in, they go out. They come in, they go out. It's just so fast.
All right. If Kylie's decorations of the bathroom sink go awry.
With nail polish.
Well, you have sinks there, too, right?
We do have sinks.
Yes.
Correct.
Because I may be shopping there sooner than
right.
later. You know?
We've actually got a small wall full of sinks, so come on in. Especially at Rap Road, your favorite store.
Yes.
Well, you know, that was kind of funny when I was telling you the story about the ice bucket and the, you know, and the punch bowl. I was watching, like, construction guys coming in, or people who were working on homes, you know, and had the tape measure hanging, and you know, the, with the tools and the
belt
was still on, and they were in that area picking up, you know, a sink or a toilet or something that they, oh, you know what, this is shutters or, you know, whatever it is, they were there looking at it.
It's great for businesses, contractors, to donate and shop at Restore. We've always got building supplies. We always accept building supplies as donations. We've got a lot of siding right now. We've got a lot of doors. I mean, those are sort of things that are just always there. So, yeah, it makes a lot of sense for contractors and business folks who are in the construction trade to get down to Restore, either location. Yeah.
It's funny because I, you know, you watch the Fixer Upper shows on TV and Property Brothers and all that. They now reference Habitat for Humanity Restores.
That's
because
awesome.
Great.
On Fixer Upper, right, Joe always says to him, don't bust up those cabinets. I want to give them to Habitat Restore.
Yeah, and I mentioned deconstruction a little bit earlier, but we have a team of people who can go into structures that are scheduled to be demolished or remodeled and remove all of the usable materials from that property, whatever we're allowed to take. Whatever the owner says we can take. Things like cabinets come out of situations like that all the time. So we always, well, I won't say always because they go fast. They come in, they go out. But more often than not, we've got cabinets ready to go. If you got a tape measure, you can figure out how to get a great deal on fixing up your kitchen.
Man, that is a process.
It is. Totally worth it, though.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, do you take cash? You know, if somebody wants to go into the store and shop, how can they pay?
Yep, you can pay with cash. Debit card and credit card.
Okay. That's easy enough, right?
Easy.
Very simple. Very, very simple.
Yeah. I wanted to mention, too, we actually have this really awesome thing kicking off at Restore. We've got DIY classes. The other people who love to shop at Restore, and really, it's everybody loves to shop there, but in particular, people who like to upcycle their items or kind of remodel these pieces, pallet, you know, take a pallet apart and create a shelf. So we've actually started some DIY classes where we sign up about 14, 15 people to come to Restore, where we train them how to create unique items out of materials that have been brought in. So the most recent one was pallet shelves. So we took apart some pallets, we reshaped them into this really awesome pallet shelf that can hold books and wine bottles and you name it.
All right,
so
well, here's
it's
what I
beautiful.
Want. I have a specific one.
Yeah.
You've had it in the Rap Road store and I want to buy it and you won't sell it to me.
Yeah, okay.
It's that ladder that you're using to put things on. I want it as a planter.
Right.
You've got that ladder and you've got the baskets coming down.
I
want
exactly
to make that.
You
know what?
What
I'm talking about.
I will talk to the manager. But I can't promise you.
I know. You won't sell it to me. But I want to know, can we make that?
Oh, I see.
Yeah. See?
I see.
I'd be willing to put in the time.
Okay.
I'll partner with you.
You might be committed now.
That's
so.
Our word.
Yeah, you're going to be hearing from me.
To me, I had the perfect place. I have this little area that's kind of a greenhouse in my house. And I thought, that goes in the corner, and I can't get them to sell it to me.
Well, so. Give it some time.
Take the books
I'll
out.
I'll see what I can do.
You can't just make one either, Gary. If they let you make one, you're going to have to make 30.
I think it would be a big seller, I'm telling you.
I believe
Great
you.
Idea.
I believe
and
you.
And I think what, you know, to what Kevin is saying, the people coming into the ReStore for various reasons. You have people who are sending kids off to college. You have people who are looking to repurpose furniture. And, you know, people who are just shopping because they can't afford a couch, a brand new couch, and they just need some furniture for their apartment or their house. All kinds of people come to the ReStore, and that's just a continuation of the community that we're talking about here, that these people who donate these items are also contributing to building homes. So it's just a cycle that keeps going. Whether you're into the ReStore, whether you're into construction and building homes, you're still helping your community in a major way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an awesome thing. Awesome. All right, we're going to take a break and come back and finish things up. Of course, we love talking Habitat for Humanity, the organization, and the ReStore, both. Habitat for Humanity, East Central Ohio, our spotlight on Stark County.
The News Talk 1480 WHBC AltCare Wishathon, benefiting Wishes Can Happen, begins Thursday. Grant wishes for area children with life-threatening illnesses. Join News Talk 1480 WHBC, broadcasting 36 hours live from Springbrook Plaza, Whipple Avenue, beginning 6 a.m. Thursday. Start collecting change now. Get Wishathon details on WHBC.com. Wishes Can Happen with your help. Presented by AltCare and News Talk 1480 WHBC.
Do you think identity theft is only when someone adds charges to your credit card? It's actually when someone pretends to be you to open new accounts in your name or any number of bad things. LifeLock can help. We use proprietary technology to alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, we have a team of U.S.-based specialists who will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Membership starts at $9.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS to get 10% off.
Summer seems to be going by so fast, and you know what that means.
It's election time.
Yeah, we know, but we're not talking politics.
It's time to choose the right course.
Hi, this is Patty from Tam O' Shanter Golf Course.
And this is Eric.
There's plenty of summer left to enjoy the great offers at Tam O' Shanter.
Our noon to two special, Monday through Thursday, play 18 holes with a cart for only $24.
Enjoy breakfast every day from 8 to 11 and happy hour from 3 to 6.
That always helps.
Make the right choice and choose Tam O' Shanter, a better place to play.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Hi, this is Ron Ponder, and I want to personally thank SARTA for their continued partnership of our Wishes Can Happen Wishathon. This is our 9th annual event, which helps area kids by granting wishes. The folks at SARTA have been a great supporter of our event, and I'm very pleased to include SARTA as a corporate sponsor. SARTA's been providing reliable, quality transportation services to Stark County residents for 18 years. Join SARTA and WHBC as we broadcast live for 36 straight hours, August 11th and 12th. All for the great cause, Wishes Can Happen.
While scanning the frequencies, I heard a transmission.
Now, back to Canton's Morning News.
That just confirms all my suspicions.
Wow.
On News Talk 1480 WHBC.
All right, Spotlight on Stark County. Well, Spotlight is on Habitat for Humanity this morning.
Courtney Brown, Director of Family Partnership, and Kevin Miller, Director of Marketing Communications. Courtney, talk a little bit about what your role is with Habitat.
Yeah, so I work with a team of people getting families first qualified for our program. So we see a lot of applicants. It's not the easiest thing to be qualified for because you have to have controlled debt and the income to be able to afford a house with the 0% interest on the mortgage, but also having a need for the resources, you know, making sure that we're really staying true to our mission and eliminating some of that substandard housing. But then also families, of course, partnering with us. So in that process, our department teaches a lot of families about many things.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Yeah. You're probably actually helping people to figure out how I can get into that position.
Absolutely. And when we have families in our program, they're with us for about 12 to 18 months. And over time and over the years, we've said, well, let's not waste this time, because we don't just want to equip people with the opportunity to have a decent, affordable home, but how about we help them with some of their habits that might not be great, or inform them about some things that they never knew about. So we do a financial literacy training where all families will go through 5 weeks of financial courses, learning about credit and debt, because you can't assume that people understand that, about budgeting, about saving, about their Habitat mortgage. Remember, most of our families are first-time home buyers. So teaching them about that, that terminology that comes with being a homeowner. But also they sit with money mentors just to go over their own budget and some of the ways that they can move money around to be better for them once they do get into their homes that are affordable for them. Also, we go through home maintenance training. So we have this great place in our facility called Home Section, Homeowners Maintenance Education. And there are five modules, life-size modules, where families can actually use their hands to fix things in their houses. So we teach them about the bathroom. We teach them about interior and exterior parts of the house, the basement, the kitchen, doors, and windows and walls, and we teach them how to fix things so that
I need down, that.
I know.
Everybody says that. I need it too.
I need it, yeah.
And so, you know, when you're a renter, you can always rely on your landlord. Not always, but typically that's how it's set up.
You hope you can.
You can't always. Right. The thought is that your landlord will take care of some of those bigger things that fall to disrepair. But when you're a homeowner, you know, who do you call? Mm-hmm. You know, and of course, with the financial classes, we're trying to equip them to save money so that if some of those things go over the course of 15, 20 years, they can afford to buy new. However, in the meantime, we're trying to equip them to take care of their home, keep it up, and just teach them all the things that come with being a homeowner. So yeah, it's great. And then we also go through some personal development classes where we really talk about the families themselves. And so we spend a lot of time talking about money and home maintenance, but saying, who are you? What is it that your goals are? This is just a stepping stone. And what Habitat has been able to do for families is get them out of the rut of not hoping anymore, or dreaming, mm-hmm. or thinking they can accomplish certain things. And so after this short time of them accomplishing Habitat, we like to talk to them about what's next for you. Do you want to go back to school? What is next for your children? We build houses, but families create their own homes. And so we are very clear about that. You know, we'll go just so far, but you take it from here and you make that place a home for your family, and be good stewards of what you have so that you're contributors to the community that you're a part of.
Now, do you have a waiting list right now, folks wanting to get on this list? I mean, you've done like 500 homes,
yes,
but I can imagine there's a lot of people who would love to have a home.
Absolutely. So it's actually not a waiting list. We take applications constantly. Mm-hmm. We're running roughly 2 information meetings a month with an orientation every other month or so. So we're always taking applications. People can come to our location, 1400 Raff Road, Southwest Canton, come in and just do an application. Sitting right there. You can talk to one of our family partnership members and get the information you need, but we're always taking families.
Okay. How many homes do you build a year now?
So we have so many projects. Not only are we building, but we're also rehabbing. So,
oh,
yeah. So we're roughly 20 to 30 projects a year right now, which is so wonderful. And it gets a lot of people involved, a lot of our sponsors who can continue to give year after year, and then getting some new sponsors in there and volunteers to come out and places to go. So love to go places.
How many people does it take for one house? Like, how many volunteers do you have to have working on one house?
That's interesting.
Well, Kevin can do one himself, right?
Yeah, Kevin's not the ability.
So
here,
I do 10 of those 30 projects.
So that's our secret here. We've got Kevin Miller here. But each day is roughly 8 to 10 volunteers, and there's about 16 to 18 work days for volunteers. But as Kevin mentioned, we have this group of called the Habitat Crew, and it's made up of mostly retired men and women who come out during the week to prep the houses and get them ready for volunteers. So these men and women are so committed to this ministry. I just don't know what we would do without them. They come out and they get these houses ready. They lead volunteers so that we can continue to build this many houses.
How important are youth groups from churches to the project?
So that's something we've been really exploring lately, because you have to be 16 or years or older to be on the work site with Power Tools. So we can't have all the youth groups, you know, come out. But we've been exploring different options and how do we get these young people involved and having them come out to our building, or we would go out to their church to maybe talk to them about Habitat. And the great thing about youth groups is children are great advocates. If they believe in something, they'll tell everybody about it. And that's what we want to get to these young people, is get them inspired about giving back, being a part of their community, helping people who might be less fortunate than they are. And once they do that, they run with it, and their parents run with it, because they believe in whatever their kids believe in. And that's been great for us in the past.
That's cool.
I know we've only got two more minutes. So if you are from a youth group or a church or other organization,
individual,
you'd like to help out individual.
Yes.
Let's give them the information on how they can get in touch with Habitat.
Sure, yeah. And any business organization, yeah, get in touch with us. We'd love to talk about what that can look like. But our phone number, either for Habitat or Restore, is 330-915-5888. Information about Habitat is available online at habitateco.org. Information about Restore is available online at restoreeco.org.
You know, it just keeps going through my head. There's a lot of, I know so many people who say, you know, I'm looking to do something good. I'm looking for my own personal ministry.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think you're one of those organizations that they can look at and go, wait a minute, that might be something I can do.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is that maybe how you two got involved in this?
I just, you see the mission, you see the passion behind it. You see the tangible result at the end, but you also see this sort of intangible strength, stability, self-reliance that families have on the other side. And it's hard to deny the power of Habitat for Humanity. So that's why I'm hooked.
Yeah, I just believe in it. I'm sold out. I am. It's a great place.
You're all in, to quote.
I'm all in. Yes, absolutely.
Well, again, thank you, too, for being in with us here this morning and sharing the Habitat story, Habitat for Humanity of East Central Ohio. And again, website?
HabitatECO.org and RestoreECO.org.
All right, have a great day,
thanks,
everybody.
Guys. Thank you.
Ron Ponder coming up next on News Talk 1480 WHBC.